Sydney University says nearly a third of its students will get scholarships if the Abbott government's planned shake-up of higher education passes the Senate. The legislation will give universities the power to set their own fees. An average three-year degree at some prestigious institutions might set students back as much as $48,000, a big increase on the current cost. But Sydney University's Vice Chancellor Michael Spence says the higher fees would allow him to spend an extra $80 million on scholarships. He told political reporter James Glenday much of the new money will go to poor students.
The announcement that we've made today is about the fact that we know that we will be able, under any system that we have, to have a generous package of support for students from disadvantaged backgrounds, that they'll actually have more support than they have at the moment. And that's based on modelling where the fees are, for a degree, sort of the price of a family car, something in the range that the University of Western Australia has already announced.
Okay. If you charge students roughly $16,000 a year, roughly the price of a family car, how much will you be able to put into scholarships a year?
We'll be able to put around $160 million into scholarships a year. But more importantly, about a third of our students will be on some kind of support, some on scholarships that we'll award before they arrive, some we'll give debt relief to when they have graduated and they're in jobs that we think are important but that aren't necessarily earning the sorts of amounts that would enable them to pay off their tuition fees. And most importantly, students from the most disadvantaged backgrounds who at the moment get almost no support through youth allowance with things like their living expenses, we'll actually be able to offer some support and their tuition fees will be lower.
So there'll be about $80 million extra for students if this legislation passes. How much extra money will there be for the university?
Well, that's not a part of the announcement that we've made today, but it's not for the university. It's,
well, I'm just trying to get an idea of sort of the percentage we're talking. It's $80 million for students. Is it a billion for the uni?
Yeah, look, I mean, we are in the middle of doing all of that kind of modelling, doing the detailed maths.
But I guess you've come up with this $80 million figure. Therefore, you must have a ballpark figure of how much deregulation will mean in financial terms for the University of Sydney.
Yeah, we do have some sense of what it is that we are going to be able to release into improving the quality of teaching. But the issue we're facing here is making sure that fee deregulation doesn't make university less accessible. No Australian university has really serious resources put into the support of students from disadvantaged background by way of, for example, cash support for the cost of living, heavily subsidised student accommodation, all the rest of it, to a level that I would call adequate. We are saying that that is going to be a serious area of investment for us if deregulation comes.
Just to a slightly different issue, Sydney University Professor Barry Spurr has been suspended for sending emails with offensive racist language in it. Will he be sacked?
Well, there's an investigation going on at the moment into those emails and the circumstances in which they were written, and it'd be inappropriate for me to comment on them.
But does someone who refers to people, and I'll quote, as chinky poos, darkies, abo lovers or muzzies, have a place teaching students and working at a prestigious university like Sydney University?
What I can say is that racism and sexism and any other kind of discriminatory practice is entirely out of place in a university, and it's the kind of behaviour that we just simply cannot tolerate as a civilised academic community. But everybody gets a process. We need to hear what it is that Professor Spurr has to say about the context in which those emails were written, the nature of the emails.
Were his emails hacked?
We're also investigating at the moment the means whereby the new Matilda came into possession of those emails.
That would be quite easy to work out, though. Do you have any evidence to suggest that those emails were hacked?
We do not yet have evidence that those emails were hacked.
Sydney University's Vice-Chancellor Michael Spence speaking there with James Glenday.